Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for having me on, Bruce.
On behalf of the Swine Health Information Center staff at the Center for Animal Health and Food Safety at the University of Minnesota's College of Veterinary Medicine, have conducted a systematic review of current literature related to the prevention and control of African swine fever. First of all, what prompted that review and what was its purpose?
Well, African swine fever, we know through the last 5, 6, 8 years, has been spreading around the world, from Africa up to Eastern Europe, Russia, and finally China and Southeast Asia. And so what we were doing with this, we wanted to make sure that we weren't missing important developments in either the genomic gaps that the research has uncovered in our knowledge about this African swine fever and how it's moving, as well as the diagnostic gaps that need to be filled. During the last 5 years, there's been over a 200% increase in the volume of scientific publications on African swine fever. And so those scientific publications all have good information, and they're all published, they're all out there in the public domain. And what we wanted to do is take a look at all of those new papers and synthesize them so we make sure that we weren't missing something either in genomics or in diagnostics or surveillance epidemiology.
What type of literature was reviewed, from where, and looking at, and for what?
Well, the University of Minnesota did a very in-depth literature review. So they looked at the public peer-reviewed papers that have been put out during the last 5 years. To make sure that everything's been identified. So they did a comprehensive look at the peer-reviewed literature, which gives us a lot of confidence in the outcome of that review.
What have been the key findings, and what is the significance of what has been found?
You know, I think there are some things that are new. Much of it is what we've been hearing and what we've been learning as we've gone along, but this has given us an opportunity to put some scientific foundation behind what we intuitively have been hearing and thinking about the move of African swine fever. For example, in the genomic area, there are changes in the genome of African swine fever. There are specialized tools for analysis of ASF genomes, and those have identified different functional genomes in the ASF proteins. They've identified viral genetic patterns, those types of things that help us understand the evolution of the virus as it moves from one area, as it has moved from one area to another. The viruses in different hosts, the different types of signs, virulent signs that show up, and how those are connected to the genomes, the genealogy of the virus itself. So that's all in the report about what the latest science tells us about that genomic analysis. We also, a very important part for our preparation and are being prepared for an ASF outbreak in North America is looking at the molecular diagnosis and surveillance gaps. And these, I think, are very similar in that there's a need to expand virus detection and isolation, genetic diversity. We have to monitor the ASF isolates diversity in endemic areas to watch for that. We have to make sure that we have the automation and the standardization of the sequencing, all of those things that go along with diagnostics to make sure that we're doing our best in keeping up with ASF as it continues to move. So I think the primary use for this report will be for researchers, for diagnostic labs, for those that are interested in how the viral genome is changing and the diagnostics that can go along with that in order to make sure that we're keeping up with the science as the virus is moving around the world.
How has interest within the scientific community changed since the discovery of African swine fever in China, and why?
Oh, sure. The African swine fever is the ideal swine pathogen that has attacked the largest susceptible herd in the world, and that's China. Of course, there has been a lot of interest in the movement of African swine fever, its epidemiology and how it's acting. But also, you know that as viruses move and viruses go from one host to another, from one pig to another, there's always an opportunity for some reassortment and for some viral mutation. And that's the issue that we want to make sure. We've got this huge genetic pool, if you will, of infected pigs around the world. And as the virus moves from one pig to another, there's always an opportunity for it to change a little bit. And those changes are the things that we want to monitor for to ensure that we understand what those mean, as well as if they affect our preparedness to respond.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Right on the swinehealth.org website. This is part of our May newsletter. And the article that describes this is within the May newsletter that can be accessed on the swinehealth.org website. The other thing about the newsletter, right on this website as well, you'll see a whole lot of things that are in the May newsletter as well as previous editions. And if anybody's interested in getting the newsletter directly delivered to them, they can sign up on the website. So that will come to them every month. It's a free service. We want to make sure that we provide the best and latest information possible about a variety of different emerging disease issues, not just African swine fever, but others as well. And it's an opportunity to get that delivered to your inbox every month.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think one of the things that's important is the work of the center, the Swine Health Information Center, in trying to stay up on the information about emerging diseases around the world. ASF certainly is an emerging disease. There's no doubt about that. In Eastern Europe, in Russia, in China now, and all of Southeast Asia, it's not so much emerging anymore, but it continues to move and it continues to cause problems. And as that happens, there is an opportunity for changes, and the center is working hard to make sure that we stay up to date and inform people about the changes in African swine fever, as well as things like PRRS, PED, pseudorabies, a variety of different viruses and conditions that affect pigs. So I encourage people to sign up for the newsletter, because that'll make sure that they have the opportunity to read the latest that we have.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to visit with you, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.